Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered up upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he hath served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor and fellow soldier, but your messenger and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. I'm not going to comment on this entire chapter, but I thought I'd read it all. Very precious. The word sin is not found in this epistle. It's that which is normal Christianity. It's what we have in this wonderful epistle. And I was thinking of that fifth verse, the blessed Lord. And I want to set this before you. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. If you don't remember anything that's been said here today, let me exhort you to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, the mind of Christ. His mind was disposed to relinquish all the glory that he had with the Father and with the Holy Spirit in the Blessed Trinity. And he laid that all aside and became a man. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. That verse has God coming down in the person of a man, and that man going up in the very presence of God. When we think of what puny failures we are, as we pass through this scene, we think highly of ourselves. That's just the opposite of him. That's just the opposite of his mind. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He was pleased to take the place of nothing, that he might be able to reach us who are nothing and bring us home with himself to the glory. Who, being in the form of God, that's what he was. That was the form that was his from all eternity. Thought it not robbery to be equal with God. That's a hard verse to understand the way it reads in our King James Bible. I'm going to change it a little bit. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not something to be tenaciously grasped onto and held onto, and said, do you know who I am? I'm in the form of God. I am God himself. I will not consider being anything less. That wasn't his mind. His mind was to relinquish all the glory that he had just for a while to come down to reach the likes of you and me. That was the mind. When I think some high thoughts of myself or yourself, that's not the mind of Christ. He was willing to take the place of nothingness that he might accomplish God's eternal purpose of blessing for you and me. He was in the form of God, and he did not think it something to be held onto tenaciously. Mr. Darby's translation says he esteemed it not an object of rapine. I think of an army coming into a city and capturing it, and a soldier goes into a home, and he looks at this wall, and he sees a vase there that he's always wanted. And he grasps it. He holds on to it. And he said, I'll never let this go. I've always wanted it. Well, that's the thought here. Thought it not something to be grasped and held on to tenaciously. But he emptied himself. He made himself of no reputation. Didn't go through this world as a king, a mighty king. How thou knowest this man letters, having never learned? Who is he? We know what they did to him, how they despised him, and he, with just a word, he could have destroyed them all. But no, he wasn't going to hold on to that. Being in the form of God, he relinquished it, and he assumed, instead of the form of God, the form of a servant. Are you willing to do that? Am I willing to do that? Are we willing to become nothing? A servant that's always doing the will of the one that's over us, and he always did the will of his Father. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. Took upon him the form of a servant. Always remember that when you have high thoughts of yourself, or I do. He took the form of a servant. He was in the form of God. But he emptied himself of that, took upon himself the form of a servant, and then he was made in the likeness of men, like one of us, poor sinners such as we were. God saw the wickedness of man, that it was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I will destroy man from the face of the earth. And he took away the whole human population except for 8 souls. Noah, his wife, his 3 sons, their 3 wives. But he came to rescue those that were in such a case and bring them with himself into the glory above, where he is now. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He humbled himself. First of all, he humbled himself in that he's expressed his willingness to become nothing, to assume the form of a servant. And then he becomes obedient unto death, and such a death, the death of the cross, the most ignominious, shameful death that man ever invented for one of his fellow men. They subjected the blessed Son of God to such a death, and he was willing to accept that he might save you and me. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven, or beings in heaven, beings on earth, and beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Do you know that person? That person whose mind was to give up that glory for a time in order to come here and to rescue and to save the likes of us, subjecting him to the most ignominious death possible. Do you know that man? Do you love him? How can you possibly know him and not love him? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. It's a mind that's willing to be nothing, that others might be blessed. That was his mind. And now God has given him the highest place. And soon he's coming. And when he comes, one of the greatest blessings that we'll receive is the old nature will be left behind. There won't be any old sinful nature that can cause us to sin or to have high thoughts of ourselves, such as we often do when we're down here. But when we get to home, we won't be able to sin anymore. We won't be able to have any high thoughts anymore of ourselves. All our thoughts will be centered in him who has done it all.